Start off the hour here by welcoming in Rob Starr, a member of the Lincoln County Cattlemen, and a new business owner, Birdwood Beef. Congratulations, Mr. Starr. This is exciting.
Yeah, I guess we're just, Monday's going to be our first shipping day. We started a new business where we're going to ship beef straight to your front door in a box in different sizes.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind this, Rob?
Oh, just we've had a lot of people over the last few years here wanting to buy beef, and they really like where it's coming from, and we just want to give you a source. We want to tell you where your meat's coming from and that we raise it sustainably and use conservation and all our practices, and we raise a good product, and we'd like to work directly with the consumer, the people that truly enjoy it.
That's one thing I've learned quite a bit here in getting to know Governor Ricketts and in keeping tabs on his administration is that our beef, we know, has been a very high product and a good quality product here in the U.S. And I was aware that it was in high demand in the U.S., but I never realized until probably the past several years that our beef was in such high demand throughout the entire world.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably 10 years ago or more that they had an age and source program that we participated in, all of our home-raised cattle, and a lot of them got shipped to Japan.
Okay.
So a lot of the cattle right here in Lincoln County, the meat actually wound up in Japan. You're right, Nebraska is one of the leading states for producing very quality product.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Rob Starr joining us, member of the Lincoln County Cattlemen, who will be doing the annual prime rib feed next Tuesday downtown.
Yes, next Tuesday we'll have about 1,800 pounds of prime rib cooking, and I'm sure look forward to seeing all of you there.
And this was one of the events that we were able to get in last year despite COVID. It was one of the successful events that we were able to have full force with last year.
Yeah, we actually had a very big day. It wasn't a record-setting day, but I think we served around 2,000 meals and had a very good turnout.
Wasn't a record-setting day, but such a blessing to get it in last year. This is a big fundraiser for the Lincoln County Cattlemen.
Yes, this helps us going forward. We're not, you know, trying to get a profit out of it, but it helps us put on our meetings and helps, you know, our producer education when we can, you know, bring in speakers to talk about various topics and things, and we're not trying to profit from it.
Just one to break even.
Yeah, we're just out there promoting our product and from all the local producers that work in this community to help support this community.
The prime rib feed is next Tuesday here in downtown North Platte. Lincoln County Cattlemen will be serving it up. What else do we have on the menu along with that quality prime rib?
There'll be coleslaw and a bag of chips.
Okay, going with the regular, and I think refreshments will be down there too.
Yep, there'll be Pepsi products.
Rob, as a lifelong citizen of Lincoln County, what are you most looking forward to for Nebraska Land Days outside of the prime rib feed?
Probably the rodeos.
Yeah.
We sure like going to those, and I got a young son and daughter that like seeing those too.
How can you not love it when you're that age, too? And you probably have almost as much fun watching their reaction to the rodeo as you do watching the actual rodeo itself.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty neat seeing their eyes light up when stuff happens.
And the quality that we have right here in our own backyard. I mean, this is world-renowned rodeo. Some of the top cowboys and cowgirls on all of God's green earth come right here to North Platte, the middle of nowhere, to do a little rodeo action.
Yeah, it's pretty neat seeing those kind of names that you see on TV show up right across from your doorstep.
And then some local cowboys and cowgirls too that either return to their stumping grounds or get out the saddle once again for a big performance here at their home venue. So
yeah, there's a lot of quality cowboys that come from right here in the area, and your friends and neighbors.
Yep. Rob, before we wrap up, want to let folks know about that prime rib feed again. Once again, that's next Tuesday. And what are the hours for folks that might want to stop on in, sit down on a picnic table and eat, or maybe utilize the always popular and long drive-through?
Yeah, if you'd like to walk through, it's usually a pretty quick trip, and I think it's from 4 to 7.
Okay. It's a quick trip as long as you can find parking.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is get in the drive-thru early, which there's folks that line up well before 4 o'clock in the drive-thru, or perhaps just have maybe somebody act as an Uber or a Lyft for you and circle the block while you go get the food for everybody else.
Yeah, it's the drive-thru. We've had them line up 45 minutes before it even starts.
My goodness.
And it's... We try to move as fast as we can, but that's a lot of meals to pack.
And last year, you guys gave out free meals to law enforcement, I believe.
Yeah, last year we were trying to honor law enforcement, and we kind of wanted to stand up for them and all the
all
grief
the
they've been
on.
Getting on, and we just wanted to kind of, it's our way of voicing our support.
Yeah, so. It was great to see that last year. Rob, anything else you want to add this morning, sir?
No, that's kind of it, and just we kind of want to promote the Birdwood beef, and it's raised right here in your community and can be delivered right to your doorstep.
And for producers out there that are listening that maybe want to join in on the Lincoln County Cattlemen but haven't heard about it before, maybe didn't have time and may have time now, how can they get in contact and learn more about attending some of the meetings and becoming a member of the Lincoln County Cattlemen?
Yes, showing up for the prime rib feed and just kind of come behind the trailers and try to talk with us, and we have our big annual meetings in September.
Okay.
So I guess you can contact myself if you'd like to learn more, or and Levi Fisher is one of the, he's a secretary treasurer, he works a lot with that. So.
And Mr. Orr, is he still the president this year?
Dave Orr is still the president.
We don't know if we want to give him the Mr. title quite yet. But. All right, Rob, always good to see you. We look forward to seeing you again next week, and of course at the Prime Rib Feed next Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Bo Witt, Pete Voltz, and Brent Rogo.